The world is changing fast, but you can learn it at a slower pace.
Special English.
You're listening to Special English. Here is the news.
China's second domestically built large cruise ship has been under structure construction and is expected to be delivered by the end of 2026. That is according to Shanghai Waigaoqiao Shipbuilding, a subsidiary of China State Shipbuilding Corporation Limited. The schedule unveiled by the shipbuilder shows that the cruise ship is set to depart from the dock by late March 2026, with trial sailing commencing in June. The naming and delivery of the cruise ship will be made before the end of 2026. Compared with the country's first domestically built large cruise ship, the Adora Magic City, the new ship, is larger in size, with a total tonnage of approximately 142,000 tons. According to Shanghai Waigaoqiao Shipbuilding, despite a higher construction volume than the Adora Magic City, the total construction hours of the new ship are expected to be reduced by 20% from its predecessor. Additionally, the ship's outfitting work has commenced. The smooth progress of this crucial phase lays the foundation for the overall construction and delivery schedule of the ship. In January this year, the Adora Magic City completed its maiden commercial voyage after travelling over 1,100 nautical miles on a 7-day trip, garnering significant interest from tourists.
You're listening to Special English.
Yang Zheqi made a breakthrough for China after securing her Olympic berth at the World Surfing Games in Arecibo, Puerto Rico. 15-year-old Yang topped repechage round 6, thus qualifying as one of the 24 women to participate in the Olympic Games. She will be the first Chinese surfer to compete in the Olympic Games since the sport made its debut at the Tokyo Olympics in 2021. A thrilled Yang said that though ranking first in the heat, she didn't anticipate that she had qualified for the Olympic Games. The Chinese teenage surfer noted she was super excited when being informed that she had earned the Olympic qualification and felt her hands trembling. Since her first appearance in the World Surfing Games in 2022, Yang's surfing and heat strategy has notably improved year on year, with her power and precision landing her the highest single wave score of the day for the women. The surfing competition of Paris 2024 will take place over 4 days in a 9-day window, starting from July the 27th on the island of Tahiti in French Polynesia.
This is Special English.
Researchers have named a new armored dinosaur species Da Tai Ying Liangis, after two specimens were unearthed in East China's Jiangxi province. According to Xing Li Da, associate professor at China University of Geosciences, Beijing, the discovery of the new dinosaur is an important addition to the fossil record of Ankylosaurine, an iconic armored dinosaur species in the early late Cretaceous. The two specimens were sub-adults, with a body length of 3.5 to 4 metres each. They both had a pair of signature horns on their cheeks. Interestingly, the two dinosaurs were found on top of each other, which is believed to have happened when they suffered a rapid burial of Aeolian sand deposits. Shing added it is likely related to the social behaviour of ankylosaurs.
You're listening to Special English.
The China Manned Space Agency has revealed that China's manned lunar exploration program is progressing smoothly, with the Long March 10 rocket, manned spacecraft Mengzhou, and the lunar lander Lanyue in prototype development stage. China plans to land its astronauts on the moon before 2030 to carry out scientific exploration. The plan is to launch two carrier rockets to send a manned spacecraft and a lunar lander into lunar orbit. And then, the spacecraft and lunar lander will rendezvous and dock with each other, after which the astronauts will enter the lander. The new carrier rocket, Long March 10, using liquid hydrogen, liquid oxygen and kerosene as propellants, has mainly been developed for the purpose of sending spacecraft and moon landers into the Earth-Moon transfer orbit. The agency also announced two crewed spaceflight missions scheduled for China's space station this year, conducted by Shenzhou-18 and Shenzhou-19 crewed spacecraft. The crews for the two manned missions have been selected and the training for the missions is underway. The Shenzhou-17 crew is scheduled to return to Earth in April. The Manned Space Agency said the international cooperation projects with agencies including the United Nations Office for Outer Space Affairs will be steadily pursued.
This is Special English.
I love you. 我爱你. This might be the easiest way to say I love you, since there are so many other romantic expressions. No matter if you're a rookie,
你好,我的中文一点点,
or a sophisticated learner,
我来北京五年了,我是本地人,
there is definitely something that will interest you. Check out Takeaway Chinese, a word that starts with 你好.
This is Special English. A group of Chinese scientists has developed a design of electrolytes capable of promoting the charging rate and expanding the operating temperature of lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles. And the study result has been published in the journal Nature. The new design can enable lithium-ion batteries to achieve reversibility when the cells are charged and discharged in a wide temperature range from minus 70 degrees Celsius to 60 degrees Celsius. The lithium-ion batteries can also be charged and discharged within just 10 minutes at room temperature. According to Fan Shu Lin, a professor at the School of Materials Science and Engineering of Zhejiang University, the charging rate, operating temperature, and safety of lithium-ion batteries are complex issues for further developing electric vehicles. Lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles require high-density, fast charging and a wide operating temperature range.
With this new design of electrolytes, lithium-ion batteries are capable of reaching an 80% charge within 10 minutes. Fan's team devised solvent screening strategies, screening out 23 solvents from tens of thousands of solvents to prepare electrolytes for studying lithium-ion batteries. Following 4 years of research, they pinpointed the optimal electrolyte formula. According to Fan, this new achievement will further promote the development of green and low-carbon energy.
You're listening to Special English.
Chinese authorities have released a circular on the launch of a campaign to expand the basic medical insurance coverage for children, aiming to safeguard the rights, interests, and health of children across the country. Issued by the National Healthcare Security Administration, the Ministry of Education, and the National Health Commission, the circular sets the goal that by the end of 2024, over 80% of newborns are covered by national basic medical insurance in the year of birth. The document sets out various arrangements for the campaign, including improving the supply of medical services, strengthening data sharing between departments, and optimizing procedures for newborns to be included in the national insurance scheme. According to the circular, infants should, in principle, be covered by national medical insurance within 90 days of birth, and all eligible medical expenses incurred during this period should be reimbursed. It also outlines specific requirements to ensure children in need of medical assistance and subsidies are covered by medical insurance in a timely manner.
This is Special English.
A recent study has found that Arctic ice loss is linked to hotter and drier European summers, meaning European weather may be predictable up to a year in advance. According to Marilena Altmans, a research scientist at the National Oceanography Centre who led the research, the location and strength of meltwater occurrences in the North Atlantic in winter provide valuable clues about the location, strength, and character of European weather anomalies in the subsequent summers. The centre is an independent oceanographic institution in the United Kingdom that conducts scientific research into subjects including marine physics and ocean climate, marine systems modelling, and ocean technology and engineering. The paper, published in Weather and Climate Dynamics, proposes a mechanism whereby meltwater in the North Atlantic initiates a chain of events, triggering hotter and drier weather over Europe in summer. It suggests that the melting of land and sea ice is expected to increase over the coming decades, resulting in an increased amount of fresh water flowing into the North Atlantic. Using satellite data, the research results indicate an increasing risk of warm, dry European summers, heat waves, and droughts, since stronger freshwater anomalies have a faster impact on the atmospheric circulation and, hence, weather. The identified links are significant on timescales from years to decades, and indicate enhanced predictability of European summer weather, at least a winter, in advance. According to the institution, the study is a step forward for improving models, which will enable industries and stakeholders to plan ahead for specific weather conditions, such as informing farmers which crops will be best to grow, predicting fuel usage, and bracing for flooding events.
You're listening to Special English.
Over 270 wild bird species have been spotted at Baiyangdian Lake, a major wetland in northern China, as of the end of February. According to the area's Bureau of Natural Resources and Planning, the figure has increased by 70 since the establishment in 2017 of the Xiong'an New Area, where the lake is located. Of the spotted wild bird species, 12 are under first-class national protection, including the Byers Pochard and the Great Bustard. The wetland also has 48 species under second-class national protection, including the Whooper Swan. Tian Yongcheng, who works at the Natural Resources Bureau of Anxin County in the Xiong'an New Area, said that 9 avian habitats have been designated in the wetland to protect the birds, along with an intelligent habitat monitoring system, a mode of management that incorporates government departments, non-governmental associations, and volunteers, has also been adopted to draw more people into the birds protection campaign. Thanks to these joint efforts, Byers pochards were spotted at Baiyangdian for the first time in 2018. And in July 2022, the birds were observed brooding at the lake for the first time, meaning it has become a breeding area for the species. Tian referred to the appearance of rare birds as a signal that the diversity and stability of Baiyangdian's ecosystem have been improved significantly.
This is Special English.
Chinese archaeologists have discovered a path that was exclusively reserved for the emperor, as well as a magnificent gate of the ancient capital city dating back to the Liang Dynasty, one of the southern dynasties, over 1,400 years ago in Nanjing, in East China's Jiangsu province. The researchers excavated the 210-meter-long path at Nanjing West Street site, or Nanjing Shijie in Chinese. About 26 meters wide, the path features trenches dug on both sides. Meanwhile, some magnificent gate ruins, measuring about 33 meters wide, with brick-paved drainage facilities, were also discovered at the site. Chen Dahai, an associate researcher from the Nanjing Institute of Archaeology, who led the archaeological project at the site, believes the gate to be the southern gate of Liang's capital city at that time. Additionally, a river moat was dug outside the gate and city walls of the ancient capital. Relics, including a large number of celadons, also known as greenish ceramics, were also unearthed at the site. Chen said that some porcelain relics are believed to be customized products for the ancient capital city or Buddhist temples at that time. Starting from 2017, the researchers have excavated a total of 12,000 square metres of the site, discovering new research materials for further studies on the ancient history and civilization of Nanjing.
You're listening to Special English. That is the end of this edition of Special English. To recap, I'm going to read two of the news items again at normal speed. Please listen carefully.
A group of Chinese scientists has developed a design of electrolytes capable of promoting the charging rate and expanding the operating temperature of lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles. And the study result has been published in the journal Nature. This new design can enable lithium-ion batteries to achieve reversibility when the cells are charged and discharged in a wide temperature range from minus 70 degrees Celsius to 60 degrees Celsius. The lithium-ion batteries can also be charged and discharged within just 10 minutes at room temperature. According to Fan Shou-lin, a professor at the School of Materials Science and Engineering of Zhejiang University, the charging rate, operating temperature, and safety of lithium-ion batteries are complex issues for further developing electric vehicles. Lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles require high-density, fast charging and a wide operating temperature range. With this new design of electrolytes, lithium-ion batteries are capable of reaching an 80% charge within 10 minutes. Fan's team devised solvent screening strategies, screening out 23 solvents from tens of thousands of solvents to prepare electrolytes for studying lithium-ion batteries. Following 4 years of research, they pinpointed the optimal electrolyte formula. According to Fan, this new achievement will further promote the development of green and low-carbon energy.
This is Special English.
A recent study has found that Arctic ice loss is linked to hotter and drier European summers, meaning European weather may be predictable up to a year in advance. According to Marilena Altmans, a research scientist at the National Oceanography Centre who led the research, the location and strength of meltwater occurrences in the North Atlantic in winter provide valuable clues about the location, strength and character of European weather anomalies in the subsequent summers. The centre is an independent oceanographic institution in the United Kingdom that conducts scientific research into subjects including marine physics and ocean climate, marine systems modelling and ocean technology and engineering. The paper, published in Weather and Climate Dynamics, proposes a mechanism whereby meltwater in the North Atlantic initiates a chain of events, triggering hotter and drier weather over Europe in summer. It suggests that the melting of land and sea ice is expected to increase over the coming decades, resulting in an increased amount of fresh water flowing into the North Atlantic. Using satellite data, the research results indicate an increasing risk of warm, dry European summers, heat waves and droughts, since stronger freshwater anomalies have a faster impact on the atmospheric circulation and hence weather. The identified links are significant on timescales from years to decades and indicate enhanced predictability of European summer weather, at least a winter in advance. According to the institution, the study is a step forward for improving models which will enable industries and stakeholders to plan ahead for specific weather conditions, such as informing farmers which crops will be best to grow, predicting fuel usage and bracing for flooding events.
That is the end of today's program. I hope you'll join us every day to learn English at a slower pace.